Sunday night. What's on TV? News? Nice documentary about snowy egrets on PBS? Oh, wait, that Sunday! The New England Patriots try to make it 3 Super Bowl championships in 4 years when they play the Philadelphia Eagles in Jacksonville, Florida. Tomorrow, this is Super Bowl XXXIX. But our listeners don't need to translate that to Super Bowl 39. So, sitting in front of the TV, this year will be our own sports pom-pom, Ron Rappaport, who joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for that X-rated introduction.
Okay, the Eagles are like 100-point underdogs at this particular point. The Patriots are just so impressive. What do the Eagles have to do to win?
Well, I think we might want to get a line on what's going to happen early, Scott. Mm-hmm. Remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the Patriots and the Colts and how Peyton Manning had burning up the league all season, and everybody, myself included, thought that the Colts had a real shot of winning. But even from the beginning, Scott, it looked as if that Manning was just so intimidated, almost from the opening kickoff. I think the Patriots just do that to people. And why not? They are the defending Super Bowl champions, and they did lose only one game this season. If the Eagles come out tentative in the beginning tomorrow, that could be a warning that it could all happen again.
Terrell Owens, the great receiver, it sounds increasingly likely that, in fact, he is going to be playing just a few weeks after surgery, in which he's got, a couple of pins in his leg. There are people who say he shouldn't play. Do you have a strong opinion?
Yeah, I have a very strong opinion. My opinion is the same as the team doctor, that he shouldn't play, and I don't think he's going to play at all very well. He's risking serious injury. That seems to be the consensus. And I don't believe the Eagles are really counting on him. Maybe they'll put him in there for a little while. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think he's going to be able to produce, and they're going to get him off that field, and it's the best thing for him.
It's just at the point, people are beginning to talk about Bill Belichick, the New England coach, as one of the great coaches today. And obviously, if he's able to win a third Super Bowl, I think that today will be revised to in the history of the game. What makes him so good?
Well, I would think so. Obviously, there's this focus that he has. There's this ability to do everything that he needs to get done, but also in a very calm, quiet way. You don't read about the Martinet kind of aspect of it. But you're absolutely right. If he is able to win, 3 Super Bowls in 4 years?
Yeah.
It would put him on a par with the Lombardis and the Walshes. But he's doing it in a different era. He's doing it in an era when you can't keep your team together. The way that the 49ers did in the Montana era, and that the Packers did in the Lombardi era and others. Because of salary caps and the rest of it, you lose players. And the fact that he's been able to do it in this new, more difficult era is really quite remarkable.
Okay, Ron, I've delayed as far as I can. You have a prediction?
I picked against the Patriots for the last time this year, Scott. It's not going to happen again. 28-10, New England.
Really? I'll say 35-10.
Right.
Ron Rappaport, sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.